Perfect. Okay. Before I start this presentation, I'd just like to note that this is the result of co-research between myself and my advisor, Dr. Dan Olson, conducted at the Computer Science Department of Brigham Young University. And what we're going to talk about today is contextual note-taking for family history. So what happens is when we go and we do family history research, we go to the library for several hours, and we're working with a microfilm reader, and we spend several hours there collecting information, and the only thing that we get out of that is whatever we collect and whatever we bring with us in a recorded medium, because we will remember nothing of what we really saw on those frames. So we need to find the best way we possibly can to collect this information. So the way that most people do this right now is they actually use a notebook. This here is actually the research notebook that I personally use for the research I do. And the notebooks have been an effective medium of recording information, but unfortunately they have a lot of very severe limitations to them. So the first of these limitations is that notebooks by nature are very hard to organize. They're not searchable. If you write something in a notebook, there's no way to go back later and find it unless you personally are tabbing through every single page. You can't go to the first page, write a name down, and hope it will just pop up somewhere. And the other problem is they're not scalable. If you have more information that you want to insert into a record and you've written in a notebook, you're kind of out of luck. I mean, you might be able to take a sticky note and put it in. You could find an effective system, but at the end of the day, there's only so much room on a page, and you can only insert so much information. It's also very difficult to modify because you can scratch things out, you can use whiteout, but at the end of the day, yet again, you're scribbling things, you're erasing things, and there's only a limited amount of modifications you can make. The other problems that notebooks have is that they are very tedious to use. All the information that you want, that you see on a frame, that you want to take with you, has to be copied. And it has to be copied by hand. So I don't know how many of us have been sitting there at microfilm readers, and after a few hours of research, we get these terrible hand cramps, and we just can't continue. Also, when we're copying things by hand, that's very error-prone. We're very, very likely to insert errors into the records that we're making, and then the information we take with us is incorrect, and we could spend months working with information that is not accurate. And the last and one of the major failures of notebooks is that they really fail to collect all the information that you want, or the context is what we're calling it here. So the context is information that is embedded within an image that you want to keep with you. And we've got to copy everything. So, for example, here's a frame that I pulled from a census record during some research. And that's what I found. And this is here what I copied into my notebook. And it's all the information I could find in the page. Now, let's take a look at what we lost by doing this. We lost information that can be copied and cannot be copied. So we lost things like I didn't put down who the siblings were. I could take another, it took me about 2 minutes to write that down. I could put down everyone that I found on the frame. I could also note down who the next person was that they found, might be their neighbors if they were going from house to house. I didn't put down the county of the census. There's information that I didn't consider worthwhile my time to copy. And there was information that I could not copy. So for example, I'm not very good at reading some of the cursive and obscure handwriting you find in microfilm research, but that last name there took me and about three other people in my research lab about 15 minutes to figure out what it was. And we're about 90% sure we got it right because we Googled a bunch of variations of what we thought it was, and we took whatever came up most on Google. So it's not a great process. Unfortunately, what I wrote down, though, is end of the day, it's my interpretation. And what's here in my notebook is when I go later and do research, that's what I have. And I don't have the other possibilities. I can't look back at this again and say, oh, well, maybe that is an H instead of an L. So that's information I lost. It's context. Other things that I lost were like, for example, how did this same person who was writing form an H on the same page? Or if you're doing foreign language research, special characters or other information that you can't keep with you. So many people try to solve these problems by bringing a laptop with them while they do microfilm research. And it is an effective medium for increasing the organizability of our research. I'm going to take this off so I can stop bumping my microphone here. It's an effective way of recording that information. Unfortunately, it still has the failures of you're still copying the information, and you're still not getting all of the information that's on that frame. So we devise another solution. And what it is we have here, we brought a camera, and we put it on the top of our microfilm reader there, and we've attached that camera to the computer. And what we hope to do with this is we want to, instead of transcribing all of the information into a notebook, we want to just press a button, snap a shot of the frame, and in a second and a half, we have all the information that we need. And then we take that image, and we annotate it with the computer that we have, and we're able to maintain the original information along with our annotations side by side. And so we have a complete contextual note-taking. Let's talk about how this works. This is the camera we used. It was a Canon PowerShot S500. It's like $30 on eBay. I just looked it up yesterday. So it's a really very, very inexpensive camera. It gives fairly good resolution. We've attached it with a clamp here, and there's a mount there. This attaches on the vast majority of microfilm readers, all of them that are in the BYU library. And we just mount it right next to the lens, and that's going to capture our frames for us. And then we developed an application to run on the computer that's going to help us annotate this information that we have. So this here is a sample of this application. We're going to spend the rest of the time talking about how this application works and what kind of information we're trying to collect from it. So just a brief overview of what we're doing is we're viewfinding from the camera, so we can just kind of get an idea of what's there, and then we can snap images. And then we're going to add those images into the program as sources or frames or records, and then we're going to use that to annotate and to organize our information. So first of all, when we viewfind, we just get a low resolution idea of what's there. You can't read anything on the page. It's just a low resolution preview. So you can center the image, and then you can snap it. And what's so nice about this is you press this button up here, and in about a second and a half, you have everything. It might take you 10 minutes to copy everything on that page, another 4 or 5 minutes to make sure you did it right. But in a second and a half, you have the entire frame. You have everything that you need to know what's going on there. And we've got the original source document, so there are no transcription errors at all, well, at least at this level. So when we snap the images, they download, and we need a way of organizing those. So what we've done is we've made the idea of tasks. Here I have the very, very creative name of task number one. If you're doing real research instead of hypothetical research, you would probably have, like, find Grandma Nelson or something like that more useful. And then we've put the task, and we've put numerous sources here. So here I have three different sources. And I've named them by their roll number, by what they were, 1850 census. And then here, instead of writing down in your notebook where the source came from, we just took an image. And we got all the information immediately, right away. If I needed to find this thing, it would be trivially easy to get all the information I needed of exactly where it is. And then we've organized, after we have those sources, we need to get frames. So what I've done is here's 9 or 10 frames that I've collected under that same source, and it's just the same method. So I'm researching, I'm going along, find something I like, you press a button, camera snaps a shot of it, and you have an entire frame in just a matter of seconds. And what's nice about this is we're working with the source document, we're working with the original, so we've copied nothing, and it's happened very, very quickly. But so many of you might be kind of worried about, if you look at this, you're going to say, well, I can't read that. This is just a low-resolution pan-out. If you actually zoom it in, the camera gives you higher quality than your eye can see. So what happens is once you bring it to actual size, it's actually going to be of a higher quality because it's zoomed in, it's closer than you would normally get by sitting there at the microfilm reader. And you'll see that in a few frames. As you can see that here, we got a very, very nice close-up shot of that. Okay, so these images by themselves aren't very wieldy. They're not very easy to use. So we've made ways of breaking them up and making them more useful. And that is by adding records to them. And so a record is just a separation of information within a single frame. So there could be many frames. I mean, there could be many records within a single frame. So up here on this first frame, I have three records that I've added, if you see where the cursor is up there. And we're looking at the one about Sarah Stills. So the way we make the records more easy is you see this red object that's sitting around Sarah Stills? We call that a rubber band. And so we want to divide the entire image into areas that we find are useful or have the information that we want. So it's just a red bounding box is what it is. And it just says, this is where this information comes from on this image. And then that way, when you zoom in or when you look at the frame, right away your eye is drawn to the important information that's on that frame. So there's an example of the high quality zoom in. And then what we've done is we've added facts. So here I only have two. And they're not for the right person here. I've expanded the one for Daniel Heaton, but I'm looking at Sarah Stills up here. But we just add facts to say, okay, this is who we're talking about. This is the information there. So what's nice about this is, there's two things about this that's really handy. First of all, if you're in a library and you're doing research and you want to find out what's there, you can go and you can snap 100 images very, very easily. It's very fast. And then, end of the day, you walk out and you decide only two were useful. So you annotate those two. Whereas if you had a notebook, if you want 100 pages in your notebook, you've got to sit there and write 100 pages in the notebook. And end of the day, only two are useful. Well, what do? You tear it all out? It's all that wasted work. So this here allows us to gather information very quickly and then decide what we want with it and only annotate what we actually need. And the interesting thing is we only need to annotate what we're interested in searching on. Because the information's right there, and if I ever want to see it, I just pull up the image. So all I want to do is, if later on I want to find Daniel Heaton, that's the only information I need to add. And the other interesting thing is that we've put the useful information right next to our annotations. So if we made a mistake and we transcribed things incorrectly, it would be trivially easy to take a look at, oh, here's the name that I wrote down, here's the name on the source image, I can see very quickly if an error was made. And I can do that over and over again. So that's how we've made these useful. Okay, so the software that we made is very powerful. It's very useful. Unfortunately, I'm only a lowly undergrad student, so I didn't have time to put in everything. So there's a number of things we can do to extend it. So I talked about searchability. Well, we didn't actually put it in. But it would be very easy to put searchability in. It would be very easy to put exporting to GEDCOMS or any other file format that you want with the information you have. One neat way you could do this is integrate it with other family history applications, for example, some that were presented today. Suppose you're looking at a family history chart, and you see a name, and you say, oh, well, you can click on that name and bring me up all of the images that I have associated with that name. And you just use that red bounding box area, and it would just pop that area up, and you can see the source document instead of someone else transcribed rendition of that source document. So that's how we're integrating. So the main advantages of this way of research is that it's much, much easier to use. It's very fast, and it's almost effortless. So what happens is the psychological barriers to taking notes decrease. Before, when we had a notebook, every time we wanted to take a note, we had to sit there for 2 or 3 minutes and write it down in a painful process. And now if we want to take a note, we press a button and we move on. So this encourages a style of research where instead of being a scribe where we write everything down, what we're doing is we go up to the podium and we go up to our reader and we see the image, we click it, we move on, we see something else we want, we click it, we move on, and we gather information and later on we can annotate it. So what we've done is we've introduced a new method of note-taking that combines a camera and a computer together. It's a form that allows us to organize the information much more easily. It's effortless, and it gets all of the information, and it brings it with us along with our annotations. One of the really nice things about this is it eliminates arguments over sources and citations. So if you want to, so for example, we could integrate this with FamilySearch or any other application, or if you search for a name and you want to see what the people have copied down, you can actually go and see the source document. You just grab that little bounding box and bring it with it. And the other thing is it allows us to separate the process of searching from the process of annotation. So, for example, a friend of mine in Argentina traveled up to the Salt Lake Library to do her research, and it's a trip she's only able to make once in her entire life. And she doesn't want to spend the 3 days she's there writing in a notebook. She wants to spend all that time with the microfilm. So she could come up here with a computer, snap 1,000 images, and then spend the next 2 months down in Argentina where she's from annotating those images and finding out the information she got. So what this does, it allows us to make the researcher truly a researcher and not a scribe. You're actually searching now instead of just copying information. Are there any questions at all? Yes.
Mm-hmm. not saying that they won't be interested in the software. Also, uh-huh. So you're using OCR on the picture of the
Also? You definitely could, and it would be a better OCR because we actually have a domain in which we can find the handwriting. So it's not an open OCR, it's a closed OCR where we know where we're looking. We didn't include that, but it's a definite possibility.
And you can control the zoom on your camera?
Yes, mm-hmm. You can. You rarely need it, though. Your camera is of high enough quality, you can just snap the entire frame, and you can get very high quality zoom-ins just with. I guess I saw a question up here somewhere, up there near the aisle.
Did you think of just using this with images from the internet rather than off a film viewer?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a great comment. And they're actually, that would be a part of this research of just how to use images in general and annotate them. Our specific application was with microfilm readers and people working there. But that would work absolutely off of just already made images. Is there another question up there?